The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Who in this room believes, even a little or a lot, in the afterlife?
A little, yeah.
A little is all?
Only a little? I don't know. I'm interested. I have not seen a lot personally.
Really?
I would like to. That's the thing. I want to. I just haven't.
I do not mean to be rude, Aaron, but you got a lot of people on the other side.
Exactly my point. I'm like, hello. Think
nobody's like knocked on the door or nothing.
Or she's not recognizing what could be.
Yeah. There have been a couple of times where I'm like, huh, that might have been something, but I don't know. And then it's gone.
Hack, I don't know if I got your answer. Are you into it or no?
Yeah, I'm kind of on the other side, actually. Thankfully, for now, I have not had a lot of death in my life. I mean, a few here and there, grandparents and stuff, but I have not had, so I haven't had experience like on the other side either.
Yeah.
But I mean,
firmly believe.
Yeah, there's just, yeah.
That something can, so this is what we want you to do. If you've got some proof, like.
Oh yeah, I feel like I only have one piece of proof.
Which is?
There is a woman who died in the home that my grandparents had for like 40 years and still
have.
Here
we go.
And she never meant harm, but different aunts and uncles, including my mom, would see her. She would come to the door, and my mom thought it was one of us kids coming to the door to wake her up, and she looked up, and there was like a outline, like a glowing outline of an old woman.
Did you ever see it?
I've never seen it, but like the dogs bark at weird times in the night.
When dogs or cats just are staring at
nothing,
nada, and you're like, what are you doing?
Swanson just gets fixated on like the ceiling or something. And I'm like, hey, man,
what are you doing, bro?
Yeah.
I don't know. Beamer will sit backwards on the couch when we're watching TV. He stares at the bathroom. I wouldn't trust him.
Don't be the poo-poo.
Lead the way. He's in the couch.
Here's the thing. All the Osbournes, the surviving relatives of Ozzy Osbourne, are having these dreams of Ozzy laughing.
It's specifically Jack, his wife, and their daughters.
Yeah.
Like the closest to Ozzy.
Which is so, but not
Sharon's
Kelly,
not having
not
it.
Speaking I thought you said his
wife. Oh, Jack's wife.
Jack's wife.
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
So like the Jack's family is all having this dream.
But weirdly, it's like Jack's having the dream and he's just internalizing it, whatever. And then one day at breakfast, it's like, I got to talk about this. Like, I'm having these dreams of dad, and he's just laughing. He's like, don't be sad. And he's just laughing his ass off. And then his wife and kid go, that's weird.
I'm having those dreams too.
Doesn't that make you go like,
yeah, that's pretty.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's also the very beginning of Crazy Train. He laughs real crazy. So maybe they're just. Maybe they listen to some Ozzy records.
I thought you were a believer.
Well, now it's turning into ghosts. It's like,
but that's what a ghost is. Yeah. It's proof of the afterlife.
Get out of here, dude. Go.
But what if they have one more thing that they got to say?
Don't be on Earth. No. Don't be a ghost.
I would take calls to your point. I would love if anybody's listening has run into the light and then got pulled back.
Ooh,
like you had that near death thing, and it's like, I saw my uncle, you know, Scamp came running up, your old dog or whatever. And you're like, oh my God. And then you're like, you're back in the hospital or whatever. Like, it was so pretty. Like, if you
but
have
also
the afterlife. So, any proof you have, like Stranger Things kind of lights going on and off in your house, or you've actually gone to the other side, we want to hear your proof of afterlife. 303-222-5423. You can text or call, or just send your dead grandma into the studio.
Oh my
sure.
God.
Yeah.
I will say this. You guys know I have a smart home. I bought a lot of smart home things. I have a light. I have several. I have like, what's the Philips one? Hue,
yeah.
Like my kids' bedrooms are Hue.
Okay.
My house is Lutron. And then my like studio area is Wiz. And I think you have some Wiz stuff.
I'm a Wiz man.
My Wiz lights have worked fine.
I also like the lights.
My Wiz lights have never had a problem.
Okay.
Since my father passed, there's two lights in my little recording studio. One is like the one that looks like a siren. You know,
tap
on it. It's like a, and it is different colors. And the other is just a light bulb and a lamp. And when you go to the app and you turn on the studio, both lights come on. Okay.
Okay.
I believe my father's turning the lamp on.
Why?
Because the lamp just turns on.
Like you'll walk in there and it's already on.
Yep. It never turns off, but I've gone into the app. There's no timers. There's no...
And there's no way to turn it on except the app.
Correct.
Or manually going up to it?
Going up to the light switch would just turn it on like a light bulb.
Yeah.
This is turning on to like a blue serene scene.
What?
Interesting.
And so the other day, I was in my studio working on a thing. Mm-hmm. It was the first time it's ever happened to me. And I wasn't doing anything dad-like. I do have a weird song that I wrote like the day of his funeral or whatever. And I wasn't working on that. Otherwise, I'd be really freaked out. But I was working on some stuff. It was at 9:26 p.m. It came on. Now, 9:26, why I say that? If it was a time, like...
Right, if it was 9:30 on the dot, correct. Maybe. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But it's like, he's turning that light on.
Just being
I think
hey,
he's turning that light on. And then I just talk to him. If the light comes on, I just go in that room and talk to him.
Mm. Oh, wow.
It's. I know that sounds crazy, but I'm like, if it's not him, it's somebody else who's like, dude!
You're missing like, no, the point. I need help over here.
Yeah. It's probably somebody for Aaron. It's like Kelly going like, she won't see the signs, so I'm coming to your house. But probably. Like, whatever it is, that's something. That can't be turning on its own. I mean, technically it could.
But
it never it did before make he died. Sense. It never did. That's got to be something, right?
Yeah. I love these stories. I love them. They make me feel warm and fuzzy. Like,
I want you to know we are going to make deep eye contact through all of these calls because look at him. Mm-hmm. He is such, you better, like when people call, don't you dare, don't you talk him out of it.
Okay. I'm not.
Like, let him through. Let him tell their, because you're going to be like, are you sure it wasn't static? Don't be a.
Okay. I won't talk you out of yours either because it's very sweet and I like that. I like that you talk to him.
But you don't believe. You just think
you
it's
just think he's a weirdo.
You
talking.
Just upgraded your internet. Something weird's going on. You changed it.
It happened before the internet. It happened before I switched to Xfinity. Mm. It did.
Okay.
I was always Xfinity. I just made it faster. But it was already happening before that.
Okay. All right.
Okay. I'm glad we can stay calm.
I feel like I'm going to see the afterlife.
Do you know what would be so dope?
What?
Dad? Turn some lights off in this room.
Oh. I was thinking that
like,
too. I was like,
come on, man. Maybe he's only learned on so far. No, dad. Dad, better. Turn him off in TX room.
Yeah.
Okay.
His studio, not his little bedroom here.
The little cubby under the stairs. All right. If you've got proof of the afterlife, we want to hear it. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're about to take phone calls from you the afterlife.
Yeah, Hack, did you notice any lights flickering?
Yep.
You know what?
What do you want me to say? No, of course not. No, I didn't.
I don't know.
They don't take demands.
But if they do. If you've got any loved ones that you got enough power over and they've figured out the light thing, just text me. I'll give you his home address. Rainy?
Yay.
Afterlife, what do you know?
So since I was 3 years old, I have my great-grandmother passed away. I saw her all the time. She would give me my Cabbage Patch doll. She'd sit in her rocking chair. It's happened throughout my life. My best friend... His wife passed away, and I experienced it with him. And now my 11-year-old son, the coolest part is, you know, I mean, lights turn on and off all the time, just like you were talking about. But he had surgery, and we had to eat at 3 o'clock in the morning before his surgery. So we had breakfast, and we both stopped, and he said, "Did you see that, Mom?" And it was my grandmother walking across that he'd never met before. And he saw her the same time that I did. And it makes me want to cry every time. And now he does this all the time and he can see the same things that I do without any confirmation.
That is real.
That is so cool.
But I don't, and I wish I had that power, but I'm glad I don't. Cause like,
I call myself a closet medium. I don't like it.
I don't know that I get used to it, though. It's like, I don't want to see dead people.
I like the
idea of it, but I don't want it all the time.
Yep, people think I'm a witch, and it's not okay. I'm a closet medium. I will not ever do anything to like make money on it or anything like that. I hate it. But
maybe you should.
It's pretty
witches are cool
and amazing.
Oh, yeah, witches, no problem there.
How old is your son?
he's 11 now.
That's so cool that he still got it. I really believe kids have it, and then we talk them out of it.
100%. All of this bad stuff, you know, bills and all this stuff really mess with the spiritual field. And I'm not like this woohoo person. I'm really not. I'm in the medical business. It doesn't happen like that. It's real.
Wow.
It's absolutely 100% real.
Thank you for the call, Rainey. Yep. Appreciate it. Do you know what was really great about her call? Hack didn't talk.
That's right.
Oh. Yeah.
You're being genuinely respectful, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, I like these stories for sure. I don't want to poo-poo them.
Okay, Jessica.
Yai.
Afterlife. What have you got?
So, my sister passed away from a pulmonary embolism about 7 or 8 years ago. And shortly after she had died, a different radio station, so sorry, in their morning show, had a psychic medium on. And I called in. I actually got through. They put me on. All they had was my name. That was it. And this medium told me that she was getting somebody who was having trouble breathing. Sister couldn't breathe. And talked about the tattoo that my whole family kind of got to honor my sister. But that tattoo hadn't been posted on social media or anything. So nobody could have done research or anything like that. But they knew specific things about my sister and about stuff that had happened from a 30-second phone call to a radio station.
Power of radio.
I think the thing that really has me freaked out, people listen to other radio stations.
Yeah.
I know. Unbelievable.
I know. I'm so sorry.
That part of it seems like you're lying. Mm-hmm. Like, why would you?
I do want to poo-poo this one.
Yeah. Yeah, just break the knob off.
No, it's a cool
you don't have
story.
To never push a button. What are you doing? That is incredible. Like, and nailing the tattoo thing is like, that's really cool. Thanks for the call. Athena?
Yeah.
Yes. Afterlife.
Yay.
Yeah.
What do you got?
I said I have three, but I'm going to change one because two happened in the same day, if that's okay.
Okay.
So I have a preschool business, and the building that we were in, we took the kids potty, and one of the kiddos had left the water on after they were washing their hands, and there was one little girl left, and I was like, okay, hey, come on, it's your turn. And she just stood there and looked at me, and she said, I'm waiting for her to finish.
Oh my goodness.
What? Oh.
So chills. All the teachers were freaking out. And then later that day after I cleaned. What was that?
It could be an imaginary friend, but that's who they are, I think. I think when kids have an imaginary friend, it's somebody who's dead.
Okay. Great. That's
it could be, but then later that day after I cleaned everything up and his clothes, one of the parents was a friend. She'd stayed later. We were sitting and talking in the lobby in the playroom right next door to us. Some toys were going off, and then a little push toy was pushed across the room.
What?
And there was no one there in that room.
When if you're going to go to the afterlife, the toy thing freaks me out so much. So if I get to do any afterlife stuff, I'm definitely doing toy stuff.
Yeah, you're going to fly them across the floor.
Because there's something about making that little monkey with the symbols turn on when it shouldn't, and you're just like, just know if you have a monkey with the symbols and it goes off, that's me. That's me. I will definitely do that. But I'll wash my hands.
Our show sounds like that.
did you have one more?
No. The other one is completely different.
Okay.
Do you have time for it?
Yeah.
So I had two cell phones, a business and a personal.
Oh, you're a drug dealer? Got it.
Took my mom shopping in Walmart and had my little niece and nephew with me, and I just turned to look, and it was taken. One of the phones was taken from the cart.
Okay.
And I thought someone had stolen it, and I was freaking out, but I had this tracker app to where you can set off the alarm, you know, like the wolf howling or whatever, and find it. And so I was tracking it, and it was, it left and went across the street from it was the Walmart at Hamden and Santa Fe.
Okay.
And so I just went across the street, and a police officer was pulling over a guy, giving him a ticket, and it had stopped in that parking lot, and I went there, and it was like, there was a long row of bushes, and, you know, those kind of bushes that you can trim into different designs.
Yeah, hedge.
And so I turned on the alarm to hear it, and it was there. And I went to the far end of it, and it had moved. And it was moving on the device. I was watching it on my phone move, and I could hear the sound moving. And there was nobody there. And I could see over the bushes.
That's my Walmart. Don't you start telling me.
It just kept moving, and I was running around and around these bushes, and the officer's looking at me like, what is your problem? And finally, the phone just got thrown in the bushes in the middle, and I grabbed it, and there was nobody there.
Yeah, there's no one under the hedge.
No, someone stole it and chucked it once it started making noise.
No.
My little niece and nephew said that there were three kids watching and laughing. And I was like, oh, my God, we need to leave.
So maybe there's... kids Erica. Stealing phones. Maybe there's kids stealing phones.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.